Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Children start to vibrate with energy and creativity around Halloween, so we probably should just get into it early and enjoy the possibilities too. Waiting until a day before Halloween to buy and carve misses great opportunities to teach in the family. If possible, visit a place with many pumpkins on display and allow enough time for children to explore, touch, and compare. Talk about sizes, texture, and a wide variety of shapes and misshapes. Which ones are smiling already? Which ones look upset? At home, cover the entire space of your table with paper for writing and drawing, and place pumpkins on the table. Before carving, experiment with different expressions. To spark new carving ideas, search Google Images for free pumpkin stencils and templates, or check out Ed Emberley's cartoon books about making faces. Children can combine a few ideas and draw them on paper. Help children write words or draw images that represent feelings shown on the jack-o'-lantern faces. After carving, save washed and dried pumpkin seeds. Heat the oven to 300 degrees and spread a single layer of seeds on the oiled cooking sheet. Roast for about 30 minutes to dry out, and then add desired spices with olive oil and salt. Return to the oven until golden brown, about 15 minutes or so, and then allow to cool. You are teaching them that planning ahead for any project helps avoid tears and frustration. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.